been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's 7:11, everybody. You know, time to hit the nearest casino near you and roll those bones. It's 7:11 day, but the market's not so lucky today. We're down a little bit, not as bad as it looked like it was going to be. The market has come back a little bit from the open here this morning in the futures overnight, but we are down 150 points on the Dow. That puts us at 24,770. It stalls our march towards 25,000 momentarily, but I believe we will begin that march again here in the future. The NASDAQ is down 25 points today. Not as bad as the Dow, and that's typical. When it's trade war in the news, dominating the news, the Dow takes it the hardest. The Dow is down 0.6%. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is down 0.3% as it looks forward to earnings season, which really begins on Friday. And we'll be watching for those FANG stock earnings, obviously. The NASDAQ is down 25.77.33. The S&P 500 down 12 points, 27.81. It's down 0.4%. The small cap index is down 0.5% this morning. We've got crude oil down 84 cents today, 73.27. Gold's down $4 per ounce at 12.51. And we've got the 10-year yield at 2.85%, 2.85 down 2 basis points this morning. On more trade war rhetoric heating up, we've got the VIX heating up today. It's up 8%, but it's clear down at 13.67. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, where we do things differently than most of the rest out here in the financial service industry. You know, yesterday the market, the Dow was up, but during the day, I noticed that all the wind went out of the small cap and the NASDAQ rally. We had a hellacious up day on last Friday. We had a hellacious up day on Monday, a follow-through. And then yesterday I sent out a tweet at about 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, maybe even 9 a.m., saying, you know what? All the wind has gone out of the sails of the market. I didn't know why at that time. I couldn't find any reason why. But now, looking back, it's obvious somebody knew that after the close of the market, President Trump was going to prepare a list. Now, he hasn't imposed these tariffs, but he prepared a list of an additional $200 billion in Chinese products to be hit with tariffs. Bloomberg seemed to know because they put out the news before the actual announcement. And you can't tell me that these big hedge funds and traders on Wall Street, they have leaks. They know what's going on before it actually happens. Bloomberg reporters, they have access to Bloomberg reporters, to Washington White House people meeting on, you know, they have access to these people. And when I saw all the wind go out of the red-hot small caps, the red-hot NASDAQ, I said, you know, there's something wrong here. And I don't know what it is, but we'll find out soon. And by the end of the day, I reported back on my trading day. I said, you know what? It was a very dull trading day. Yes, I know the Dow was up 120 for the day, but I did not find one thing new to buy. I did not find one thing new to sell. not for lack of trying, because I go through my database of 5,500 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds on a daily basis, A through Z. Sometimes I do Z through A when I'm feeling dyslexic. But there was nothing that I could find. I sat on my hands. People that have given me new money recently wondered, why didn't Bill put some of my money to work today? The answer to that question is because I couldn't find anything to put to work. There was nothing that I really liked yesterday. So anyways, the process begins again today. There were fresh shots, cannonball shots fired by President Trump yesterday after the close of the market, and Bloomberg got it right this time. You know, Bloomberg has been known for putting out a lot of fake news along with CNBC that's been wrong, but they got it right. Bloomberg reported that the U.S. was set to publish a $200 billion China tariff list. Probably just about everything you buy at Walmart and Home Depot, you know, is on that list. We are China's grocery store. There's no question about it. We are their outlet. Those boats crossing the ocean full of containers, I've watched them come into the ports high atop my perch in downtown San Diego, brimming full, loaded with containers full of goods from China. I've watched them in Charleston, South Carolina, steaming into port. I've seen the port of Long Beach, Los Angeles, a very busy port. I've watched the ships come in San Francisco. I keep waiting for my ship to come in. None of them have my name on it, Gunderson. It's all Mizui or Mizuko or Hyundai, things like this. Well, those ships come in pretty much full and they leave empty. Okay, which has always bothered me. Even the banana boats. San Diego's port's biggest customer is Dole. Well, San Diego's known for people being on the Dole. California's known, but we also have a big company that ships bananas, pineapples, mangoes, and tarantulas. You got to watch out for those guys. They got eight legs. In those boats coming in from Dole, I see them come in full and offload onto trucks, and those trucks head for Tucson and Phoenix and Yuma and El Centro and Sacramento, loaded with tropical fruit from Panama and Ecuador, and they leave empty. It's always bothered me, and I've been reporting on that for a long time. I've also reported that those boats run on gasoline, oil. They don't run on wind or solar. I have a hard time seeing the oil industry disappearing anytime soon. But anyways, President Trump did say, I want a list of $200 billion. Now, that's almost the entire trade gap right there of tariffs on Chinese imports. So this trade war that was not supposed to be a trade war is a full-on trade war. In the meantime, what is an investor to do? Well, I think you got to just wait it out here. Because in the end, over the last 9+ years, all of the shots that have been fired across the bow of the Dow have misfired, and the Dow has marched on, because in the end, the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ march to the earnings drumbeat. And the earnings drumbeat has been great. Earnings have been increasing in the S&P for the last 9 years. How can you make the argument that stocks don't follow earnings? Stocks don't follow earnings expectations. Well, the truth is in the pudding there. The proof is in the pudding. Earnings have been going up for 9 years. If you want to grow your own company, continue to increase sales and continue to increase earnings, and the value of your company will go higher. That's the way it works. It works that way in private industry. It works that way in publicly traded companies also. Well, anyways, once that news was announced after the close, before I retired for the evening last night, I looked at the futures. They were down 250 points. I said, I think I'll just sleep in the morning. Oh, wait a minute. I can't sleep in the morning. I got a radio show to do. Well, anyways, the foreign markets down overnight. Japan down 1.2%. Hong Kong down 1.3%. China down 1.8%. Wait a minute, Gunderson. Didn't you say that China's already in a bear market? Yes, I have. The app predicted it nicely over the last several weeks in a test run, in a pilot program for what will eventually happen to the U.S. markets. The app not only predicted the bear in the emerging markets, because the leading up, in the weeks leading up, I said, there's something going on. This is not good. Same with China. Well, China was down another 1.8% last night. You think we're feeling a little pain? For the little pain that we're feeling? Ouch! They are really feeling the pain. Something's got to give here soon. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you're invested in the wrong things right now, you don't want to be invested in zinc. I'm not invested in zinc. I don't own any zinc. You don't want to be invested in nickel. I have a few nickels lying around. Lead and tin are all down more than 2%. You don't want to be invested in corn or cotton. Coffee's also selling off. Commodity prices all in the crosshairs of the trade war taking place. There will be an end to this trade war. You know, one thing as an investor, you have to take a look at every situation that comes along. Man, if you went back since 2009 when this bull market began and you wrote down and kept a diary, I do in my head, maybe I should keep a written diary of every threat that came along to the bull market over the last 9 years and how many times that you overreacted and sold along the way. And then you say, should I have done that? The answer was no, you shouldn't have done that. You have to analyze each and every situation. Is this the one that will bring the bull and the U.S. economy to a screeching halt? Now, this one has the potential to do that, obviously. If everybody's paying more and if the global markets and the global economy are brought to their knees, which I don't think Trump will allow to happen, that's my own opinion, you have to analyze each and every one of those situations. And at the time you're analyzing it, you're thinking to yourself, there's no way out of this one. You know how many times I've had people write to me and say, it looks like there's no way out of this particular problem over the last 9 years. Well, there was a way out of this particular problem. And the economy and the market marched on. Well, there's a balancing act taking place. I saw a good analysis. I like Height Capital. They seem to have a pretty good handle on what's going on in the markets. Here's their take on the surprise $200 billion tariff threat. Now remember, the word threat, that's a big one right now, from President Trump against imports from China. The move reflects Trump's belief that he has more political upside to waging a trade war, at least in the near term, since voter opinion appears to remain supportive of his actions. Okay, how about you? Are you supportive of his actions? Does it bother you that we buy so much from China and they place tariffs on our goods and that it's not reciprocal trade? Does that bother you? I think it was one of the major points that he ran on in narrowing the trade gap and standing up for America and not letting other countries take advantage of us. Now, in my opinion, the previous administration pretty much built all of their strategies and all of their policies around the concept of redistributing the wealth. I truly believe that. If you take a look at almost everything they did, it was spreading America's wealth to other countries around the world and to people that come here to this country. A redistribution of wealth policy is a communism-type policy, a socialism-type policy, a Bernie Sanders-type policy. And I don't believe it's evil to take other people, put it in the hands of the government, and let them figure out what's best. I believe that the people know what's best. But regardless, the world continues to move in that direction. Well, I think this whole tariff thing, I think Trump is saying, you know what, we're not redistributing, we're not letting you take advantage of us anymore. And Hyde Capital believes that Trump believes that he's taking a popular opinion amongst the voters and it will help in November. Now, this could change. Here's Hyde Capital. Now, here's the key to it all. Here's the risk. Hyde Capital says that this approval of what he's doing could change rapidly if we started paying more. If consumer prices begin to rise because of Chinese retaliation, all of a sudden you're paying 20 or 30% more at Home Depot, at Walmart, at Dollar Tree, at Dollar General, and it hits you in the pocketbook, then you may not be so supportive of this current action. Hyde Capital goes on to say that it's unclear how much further he can increase pressure without touching sacred cow imports like cell phone handsets and pharmaceuticals. The move also highlights the inherent risk in Trump's strategy. He may be using these tariff actions as a tool to force China's hand, but he risks overshooting the mark and drawing the U.S. into a trade war that is not easy to win. So that's where it stands right now. China has already fired back, calling Trump's actions completely unacceptable. China's Commerce Ministry said it was shocked by the latest U.S. trade action and would complain to the World Trade Organization. It also vowed to retaliate with a combination of quantitative and qualitative measures. Beijing imported $130 billion of U.S. goods last year, less than a third of the value of American imports from China, meaning an all-out trade war, it would not be able to match the tariffs dollar by dollar. In other words, China has a whole lot more to lose than we do. So the trade war goes on. It seems to me that the market eventually just kind of gets used to this stuff and goes back to focusing on earnings, which it has done time and time again over the last 9 years. Now, Trump is also in Europe right now. He launched a sharp public attack on Germany at the NATO summit in Brussels. Now, there's listeners out there saying, you go, President Trump. God bless you. Stand up for... And there's others that say, how dare him criticize our allies? Well, Berlin gets 70% of their energy from Russia, and we're supposed to protect them against Russia, and they don't pay their fair share into NATO. So Trump tweeted, we're supposed to protect you against Russia, and you pay billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate. Well, that's hard to argue with that logic. He also slammed NATO countries for not stepping up their defense spending to NATO immediately over a 10-year period as the U.S. is protecting all of these countries. All right, so you're either for it or you're against it. In the meantime, I think the defense stocks are grossly undervalued right now. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. There's news on every FANG stock out there today. There's always news in the marijuana patch. There's always news coming from Elon Musk at Tesla. And let's not forget Bitcoin news and a stock that you should be looking out for right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you're looking for inflation, you can keep looking. There's no inflation out there anywhere. Gold has been a poor performer. That's one of the asset classes that you have to choose from. We get bombarded with gold ads day in and day out, how it's the answer to all the problems. And yet gold continues to go nowhere. June producer price indexes come in at 0.3%, meaning annual rate of 3.4%. So far, no inflation anywhere to be found. Crude oil, well, that's been a pretty good commodity. I think it's up 23.5% so far this year. It did go down yesterday. Of course, President Trump's threat to pile another $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods could bring the global economy to its knees. If these tariffs are introduced, there will be an impact on global growth and demand. Well, that's obvious. That comes from Michael McCarthy, Chief Market Strategist at CMC Markets. China's the second largest importer of U.S. crude, so if these tariffs were to go through, yes, it would hurt the economy. Yes, it would slow down the economy. And yes, it would hurt oil prices. But that has not happened yet. And speaking of oil, before we move on to the FANG stocks here, by 2019, the EIA forecasts that the United States will be the top producer in the world of oil. And if we could ever clear up those transportation log jams in the Permian Basin of Texas, where we just visited not too long ago, close to it, where we had some great brisket, pecan, however you want to say it, lodge in Deep Ellum, Texas. That's some good brisket there, boy. That's Texas brisket at its best. Deep Ellum, you know, I always wondered, there's that Grateful Dead song, the Deep Ellum Blues, and I never knew, what is Deep Ellum? Well, I discovered it while I was in Dallas. I now know what the Deep Ellum Blues and where Deep Ellum is. It's a little suburb in Dallas where some of the great blues artists of all time, including Lead Belly, started out. And it's also known for the Pecan Lodge and great brisket. All right, you heard Trump wag his finger. Maybe you didn't hear him, but you saw him wag his finger at Pfizer for raising their drug prices 10%. Guess what? They backed down. CEO Ian Reed spoke yesterday with Trump and decided to back off of raising those drug prices. Pfizer had planned on raising prices on 40 medicines, including Viagra, cholesterol drug Lipitor, and arthritis treatment Xeljanz, according to Wells Fargo, but they backed down from that. All right, let's take a look at FANG. What's going on with the FANG stocks today? Well, prepare for Netflix earnings. Netflix earnings will be, let's get the date here in front of us. It's really kind of becoming that Amazon and Netflix are the ones that everybody looks to now. It used to be Apple. Everybody looked at those Apple earnings, which are always on a Tuesday. Then Steve Jobs would come out in his black outfit. Well, Netflix will report on the 16th of July, 5 days from now. Netflix is up today, by the way, closing in on a new all-time high. It's all-time high, 423.21. It's at 417.38. I own Netflix in my Premier Growth portfolio. When we look at my Best Stocks Now app with 5,500 different potential candidates for your portfolio, depending on what your risk tolerance is, there's a candidate for every risk tolerance. Netflix is in the growth risk tolerance, large cap growth. Overall, actually there's 5,138 right now. Netflix is ranked number 28 out of 5,138, pushing up against new highs. Wedbush is warning today that Netflix may miss estimates with its report on Q2 U.S. subscriber additions due to the lack of any high-profile series during the period. Analyst Michael Pachter estimates Netflix added 1.25 million subscriptions during the quarter, slightly higher than the company's guidance for one, but trailing many Wall Street forecasts. Well, they'll report on June 16th. We'll see where Netflix reports. The stock currently behaving quite well here recently, including today. I continue to own Netflix, and you say, don't you sell stocks before they report earnings? No, I don't. I'm not a day trader. I believe in compound interest. I believe in compound growth over the years. Over the last 10 years, an investment in Netflix has returned on average 59.2% per year. And yes, there have been some ups and downs, some wild vibrations. Let's not forget, Netflix got down to $7 per share in 2012, and now it's $417 per share. So I will continue to own my Netflix, come hell or high water, next week. Nomura says to buy Alphabet and Facebook. Well, there's two more in the FANG stocks, with whether it's a quintet, a quartet, a sextet. Nomura Instinet initiates coverage on Alphabet. Now, that's one that I don't own. I currently do not own Google in my premier growth portfolio, although it's behaving very lively. Very lively. In fact, it's threatening to break out here. Time to look at Alphabet. My problem with Alphabet, they're only looking for 8% growth this year, next year versus this year. It seems to me like their growth is decelerating instead of accelerating. Google will report on July the 23rd. Alphabet, I don't think I'll ever get over calling it Google. Alphabet is currently ranked at number, let's use the L. I like the G-O-G-G-L. It's currently ranked at number 250 out of 5,138. It probably is a stock that should be owned in a premier growth portfolio. They also own Waymo, which I think they'll spin off at one time at some point in the future. Obviously, Waymo, one of the leaders in the autonomous car movement. I currently don't own it. Nomura has a $1,400 target price. It's currently trading at $1,163. My five-year target price is $1,995, which would give it 70% upside potential over the next 5 years. They also like, well, Facebook. Let's check in on Facebook. Facebook finally got a fine for their Cambridge Analytica problems. Nomura initiates Facebook at a buy with a $228 target price. Facebook's currently trading at $203. Facebook is broke out to a new all-time high just 2 days ago. I own Facebook in my premier growth portfolio. After all, it's been growing by 109% per year over the last 5 years. Try to find that in another $600 billion company. They're expected to continue to grow at a very rapid pace over the years as they have 4 billion eyeballs looking at their app every day. That's pretty valuable to advertisers. Facebook is currently ranked at number 10 overall. Number 10 overall in my Best Stocks Now app. And I continue to own it in my premier growth portfolio. Facebook will report earnings in 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today. Make sure you put that on your calendar. All right, let's take a look at Apple. We got to check in on Apple. Another one of the vowels in the FANG story. Former Apple employee arrested for trade secret theft. How about this? This guy runs off with their self-driving vehicle blueprints. Where does he take them? To China. Who have I heard accusing China of stealing our trade secrets? Employee Zhao Lang Zhang. He planned to work for a Chinese self-driving car startup, booked a last-minute flight out of the country after downloading the circuit board plan. Well, Bank of America Merrill Lynch raises the Apple target on $8 billion in AR potential. I currently own, that's augmented reality if you're not a millennial, I currently own Apple in my income portfolio. Apple is scheduled to report 3 weeks from today. Put that one on your calendar. Apple is down $1 per share today. This is Bill Gunderson. Marijuana news, Bitcoin news when we come back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we are feeling a little trade war blues, maybe Lead Belly. Oh, no, he's gone. But maybe somebody down there in Deep Ellum, there's got to be some blues guys still around. Write a song about the trade war blues. But you got to remember, what can it lead to? Maybe something better, a little more. Maybe some ships leaving the San Diego Harbor loaded with U.S. goods bound for China. How about that? Wouldn't that be something? Well, I predicted at the beginning of the year that there would be a record number of deals made. That was an accurate prediction. I said there's a lot of cash sloshing around out there. Global M&A is rolling along at a record clip with $2.1 trillion of deals announced in the first half of 2018, according to data compiled to Bloomberg. Look, I continue to look for those stocks that will be on the receiving end of those deals. That's part of my, you know, there was a stock that was acting very unusual here recently. It was a smaller one, though. It was like a $5, $6, $7 stock. And I sent out several tweets about it last week, week before, said there's something going on here. I don't know what it is. And all of a sudden, bang, somebody bought it out. Well, I missed that one. Constellation Brands is making a deal. I wrote all about Constellation Brands and my current opinion of it in my newsletter over the weekend. That was in the free version of my newsletter. Am I negative? Am I positive? They missed their earnings recently. Is this a buying opportunity? Well, you'd have to read the newsletter from last week at GundersonCapital.com. They're adding Four Corners Brewing to their portfolio. Their transaction reinforces their strategy to lead the high end in the U.S. beer market. They bought San Diego's Ballast Point not that long ago for $1 billion. And Constellation Brands continues to be a leader. But boy, I'll tell you what, they stumbled big time. They fell on their face. They needed a designated driver to get through that earnings report a couple of weeks ago. AbbVie's Imbruvica flunks late-stage DLBCL study. I don't know what that stands for. If you're a molecular biologist, you know all about a DLBCL. Sounds like my port. That sounds like my son's report card, or my daughter's report. Nah, DL. There's no L's. She got off. Actually, I had some straight A students. All right, I do not own AbbVie anymore. I pulled the plug on it. There's always news on Tesla every day. I don't know who puts out more news, Donald Trump or Elon Musk. It's a race. The race is on every day. One's an electrically charged race, and one is a Trump Twitter storm. Tesla has the full support of the Shanghai government to plan a to manufacture Teslas at a wholly owned. Now, here's the big news there. Wholly owned. Tesla will own the plant 100%. And obviously they would hire Chinese workers, or I'm sure work at a lower rate than our auto union here in the U.S. But I don't think Elon Musk will take any heat for that. He gets a pass for hiring cheap workers and, you know, tough working conditions over in China at a much cheaper rate than the guys working up in San Jose. But this wholly owned support of the Shanghai government, China could be a huge market for Tesla. Well, let's do a little Bitcoin news. I remember about 6 months ago when people were sending me emails, Bill, have you noticed Riot? What Riot? There's a Riot somewhere? No, there's a stock named Riot Blockchain, and it's going nuts. How come you don't own it? It went from $3 a share last fall, and by the middle of December, of course, this is when the Bitcoin craze reached fever pitch. Riot Blockchain had gone from $3 a share to $46 a share, a 150-time bagger there. And guess what? It's back to $4.49 per share. And those guys that were writing me about, why don't you own blockchain, Riot Blockchain, they disappeared. I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they had to go back to their day jobs. Riot Blockchain, from $46 in December, clear down to $4.49. And they're filing for a mixed shelf registration. They're going to sell some more shares. That's never a good sign. Of $100 million. Imagine the guy that's going to step up to the plate and give them $100 million. Well, it will be in the form of a lot of little people like us giving them that money. I wouldn't give them a nickel. WeedMD and Haiku Brands have agreed to nix their merger. WeedMD will receive $10 million termination fee as a result. Well, guess what? It seems like there was another suitor in the wings. They were dating privately. Canopy Growth will buy Haiku Brands. There's your marijuana news for the day. In the meantime, Canopy Growth, which I would call the most legit marijuana stock out there, it's now a $5.6 billion company. Constellation Brands has made an investment in it. CGC, which is headquartered in Smith Falls, Ontario, Canada, which seems to be the marijuana capital of the world these days. I watch Canopy Growth every day, but it's not growing. That's my problem. Okay, one last one here. Boy, I think these defense and aerospace stocks are cheap. Slovakia has agreed to purchase 14 Lockheed Martin fighter jets. Raytheon, Lockheed, Northrop Grumman each win a $4.1 billion defense contract. Airbus, I probably sold my Airbus too soon. They got a big order from JetBlue. But Boeing still leads the pack. Boeing has received 460 net aircraft orders this year versus Airbus's 206. Are we having fun yet? I am. I can't wait to dive in to today's market. I'll be sending out live trades throughout the day if I find any. I'm already getting into newsletter mode for the weekend. I hate asset allocations. I want to be in the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the best stocks now, the best bonds if that's the place to be. Well, if you'd like to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great 7-Eleven day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.